any kind of recipe is science.
Danielle Marino manages the STEM Scholars Program.
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Come on up.
You're going to add one whole tablespoon of lemon juice.
Isn't the lemon going to make it sour?
Any guesses why we would add lemon juice?
To balance the taste.
I think that would be a pretty good guess. Maybe the fruit and the sugar is too sweet, so this would balance it out. We'll see.
Pour that on in.
The whole thing.
We have whole milk, and we have half and half.
Buddy Mueller is the camp supervisor and the mad scientist who concocted this recipe.
All right, excellent.
He has a bushy blonde beard and wears thick, black-rimmed glasses.
And we have one last thing. We need some flavor. We've got some vanilla extract. Why don't you come on up? Throw in some liquid nitrogen to super cool all the ingredients, and boom, in just a few minutes, you have ice cream.
When Mueller pours liquid nitrogen from a heavy thermos into the bowl, it hisses and throws up a fog of vapor.
When it evaporates and becomes gas nitrogen, it expands to 700 times its volume from being a liquid to a gas.
So I don't know if you guys can see that right there. Do you see kind of all of those little bursts?
Science interpreter Ashley Singletary explains that this liquid is the same nitrogen in the air, just compressed.
Until it gets to about negative 320 degrees Fahrenheit, so super duper cold.
The kids have on goggles and stand back from the mixing bowl, but in just a few minutes, the ice cream is safe to eat.
Because we are freezing all of the ingredients super fast, it's not going to give the ingredients enough time to form bigger crystals. So the smaller the crystals, the softer the ice cream and the smoother the texture is.
It's smooth, but the 10th graders can't seem to agree if it's any good or not.
My opinion, it was blah.
That's pretty good, actually.
No, you taste the aftertaste of lemon. Yeah, aftertaste.
And the texture was creamy.
In this one, it was coconut milk and vanilla beans. It wasn't really sweet.
Oh, I like chocolate, and that's it. Nothing else.
16-year-old Julianne Valentin is a sophomore at Tacony Academy Charter. She has silver braces and gold hoop earrings.
And I always have a smile on my face.
She's not sure if she'll be a scientist when she grows up, but Julianne says at the Franklin, she gets to meet students from other schools around Philadelphia who also love science.
Here it's like hands-on, like you actually get involved into what you're doing. Every week it's a new thing that you learn. It's not the same stuff every time.
Between the taste testing and the giggling, teacher Danielle Marino steers the students back to the science.
What kind of sugar is in strawberries?
Fructose. Yes, exactly.
They talk about the Maillard reaction, emulsification, and how carbs work.
The class that you met tonight are our sophomores, and they stay with us from their freshman year all the way through their senior year. And sometimes the students will come out of it and say, I loved it. Like, I really, really liked working at Monell Chemical Senses and learning about body odor. I loved it. And sometimes they'll come out of it and say, this is not for me, which is just as helpful.
For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.
Bye, guys. Have a good night. I'll see you next week.